Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast. Hello, everyone. It's a ramble, and I just wanted to start off by saying that it's Monday, so our last episode was released, Mommy Meltdown, and I just wanted to thank you all so much because it was insane to wake up to so many kind, supportive, and understanding messages in my inbox today. I can't believe how people listen to this podcast. I'm like, wait, what? This is so cool. I was like, wait.
You got like 10 messages? Like, 10 people listen?
No, let me tell you. Okay, Instagram changed my thing. So usually it was like my primary inbox where it's like the people who I follow and they follow me type of thing. And then there was general, which was like people I don't really follow, but then like we've like DM before. So like pops
that's
up
where
in there.
I am.
And then for some reason, and then there was like the other inbox, which is people like I've never met before and never messaged before, but then Instagram changed it. So like now I see everything compiled into one inbox I open up my inbox. And it's weird because I don't get an insane amount of DMs. Now I kind of like get to see everything that comes in whenever I open it, which is a good and bad thing because it makes me want to respond.
Yeah, I kind of like the surprise of the hidden messages.
No,
you never know what's in
I'll
there.
Tell you. Besides today, I normally just like to, for my mental health on Instagram, it's best for me to go into the other inbox when I feel like
have the energy and capacity
tackle it.
For it.
Yeah, but now they're like, everything here in your face.
That's so weird. Mine isn't like that.
Maybe
there's
it's in the default,
update.
The settings.
Oh, I need an update.
So maybe, okay, so it could be, it's also probably in settings. But anyway, today it was lovely to have the all inbox in front of me because it was like, dude, so many moms saying that, like, thank you for being, like, real and honest because, like, you see so many moms just seem like they're having a blast with their kids and there's no bad times. And then there are people who are like, I have a really, like, a kid who needs to be engaged constantly too. And like, believe me, it gets better. And like, it turned out that they were just so smart. And
it's just, Lauren knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Lauren's always like, see Dawson the star. Anyway, guys, it was really nice. And I can't believe we're recording this Monday. So it was just released like hours ago and this is noon and I've gotten like, I don't know, 15 messages about it, which I know 15 doesn't sound like a ton, but like when you get 15 messages about one certain thing that was just released like a matter of hours ago, it's pretty, that means like a lot of people felt like compelled to DM me about it. And even if I don't respond to you, I just want to let you know that like I'm reading them and I'm so grateful for just be in the same boat with you guys. So like, again, we complained about the time that I have. I got the time to read everybody's and I might be able to say like, thank you so much. I appreciate this. Like, we're in this together. Like, message me anytime. But if I don't get to respond to you, I just want you to know that like, I really, really, really appreciate you reaching out.
Oh, how are you feeling today, Ash? That's so beautiful.
You have a lot of energy today.
Yeah.
I do feel like I'm getting like, the past couple of days, I felt like I've like, still very busy, but also like manageable. So let's hope I get through the day. Also, you're catching me at noon. The other podcast we recorded at 4.
You know? Oh, okay.
So
we'll give it 4 hours.
Maybe, you know, yeah.
But have you worked on spending like time to yourself in the morning since our last podcast? Or
well, the I have not been able to do the mornings yet. Yes, I did on Friday, and it was really nice.
Yay.
But when I can, I can. And when I can't, I may not be able to. But it's definitely something that I like realize it'll be, it's very nice if I can.
You look very Kim in that robe right now.
kind of. Just because...
She's like, kind of. You just have the hugest pimple like you've ever seen.
Oh, because her new Skims holiday line?
Yeah, because I'm just thinking of Kim in robes now because I just watched the new episode of her running around trying to get in her dress in the robe at the Met Gala. So, and she looked like so bony in her robe.
She looked so bony in the robe. Yeah, but let me tell you, I oddly look bony in this robe too. I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, why do you look like a skinny girl?
I think because you don't have a bra on.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't like lost weight. And I think it exposes the parts of your body that are like tinier, like your forearm and like the bottom of
it
your
covers
leg,
everything.
Like,
just your bony ankles and.
Oh, yeah. My very bony cankles. But wait, this I just want to give a shout out because guess who sent me this robe? Somebody that Naz is about to have an interaction with very soon.
Who?
John Krasinski?
Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
I'm interviewing John Krasinski in an hour for Jack Ryan. So I was like, did Emily Blunt make a robe?
Okay, so the Backstreet Boys sent you that robe? What's
the
on
Backstreet
it?
The Backstreet Boys have a collab with MeUndies for their new Christmas line. So they sent me Christmas underwear and this Christmas robe. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have so many robes. But then like I put this on and I was like, okay, this is a robe that I will be keeping.
Love it. I love that you brought that up too, because obviously when this podcast comes out, it's Monday and I want to invite everyone listening right now to tune in on December 1st this week, Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern to JCPenney's Facebook. You can actually RSVP now to get like a notification to remind you, but I'm hosting the JCP live holiday spectacular with the Backstreet Boys. It's going to be so fun. I like can't believe it. I'm going to like play games with the Backstreet Boys. They're going to be doing performances. They're promoting their first ever holiday album, which as like a diehard Backstreet Boys fan is like literally the best Christmas present that Santa could have given us, because NSYNC always had one and all these other boy bands had one, but literally their voices together, like when Backstreet Boys do a cappella, and if you've been to their concert, you know what I'm talking about. It literally sounds like angels in heaven on earth singing, like as the gates are opening. So the album's amazing. It's already out. And then we're going to debut the music video for their single from that album. And we're going to be giving back to Feeding America. So it's going to be really fun. So tune in and comment, and you can like win prizes, and yeah, join me on December 1st.
JCPenney's so Facebook. Fun, like the colliding of these worlds are just wild. You know,
I know it's wild.
Roll over, and just
we manifested it.
Just the fact that the Backstreet Boys are like playing Jingle Balls and shit. Like, how is it that they're still playing Jingle Balls?
Because they're the greatest boy band in the entire world. That's literally the only answer.
You really can't. You cannot deny it, really.
They're the number one boy band in the world.
They are,
and they just
like, yes, stats wise and like longevity wise, they are the greatest boy band in the world.
They
you know
really
what I mean?
Are.
Like, I have, you know how I feel? I got my people for everything. You know, I got my slots. You know,
slots.
But I will give like worldwide, Backstreet Boys is the number one boy
band.
They're
the best,
I think, of
and
all
they're
time.
Still together, and like it's just it really.
Now
is
you
such
were
a
an AJ girl, correct?
Yeah, I loved AJ. Well, Nick and AJ. I know that you were like a Nick girl for sure, but AJ was like my. I was like, AJ's bad boy.
I understand. If you have a crush on any of the Backstreet Boys, I truly understand where you're coming from, and there's no discrimination. I totally get all of them. I just feel like...
all of them. You can like, make a case for every single one.
You can make
one.
A case for all of them. I feel like now, if I was like single and shit, I would totally go after Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's man bun.
Kevin is every elder woman's dream.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, he like speaks so eloquently. It's amazing.
Yes.
Like whenever...
His height is unbelievable.
And he is like he's like the unwritten sort of leader of the Backstreet Boys. Like, I think he...
Do you remember how he
left? You know
left?
What I mean?
He left for a tour. He wasn't even there.
Yeah, well, you know what? He left for a good period of time. That was a good period of time. They couldn't do it without him, guys.
They couldn't do it without him.
That was a time that they just weren't really... Like, they were there, but they weren't, like, at their greatest.
Yeah. And what I love about this is... What's so terrifying and incredible is that it really is live. So whatever is happening is like happening in that moment.
What's great is you have like all these personalities that bounce off each other. So it's like the pressure's kind of off of you a little bit because they're all going to intermingle with each other.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. So anyways, tune in. I would love to see you there.
But wait, I'm not so done talking about like who's who.
No, I could talk about the Backstreet Boys forever. Wait,
Kevin definitely is like Kevin is the elder woman's dream husband, right? Mm-hmm. And Jared's dream husband, because Kevin is the one that Jared would most, you know, he wants to be most like. Okay.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I mean, he has the same face shape as him.
Why is that? I think he just likes that like maturity and warmth that he has. And like, you know, when you watch the Backstreet Boys documentary, it's all about Kevin. Yeah, and,
he's like the father figure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he really is the glue that holds them together.
How old is he?
That's a great question.
He's like, Lauren, I'm pretty sure he's like 52.
Shut up.
It's amazing.
No, really. Yeah. And then it's always been Brian's voice. And then, like, there's, like, Nick's sexuality.
He's 51.
51.
51. Yeah.
Slaying.
That is shocking.
He's stunning.
God, he is.
You guys, when you go back and look at old, like, 90s Kevin Richardson,
yeah,
like, he is so hot. Like, and we didn't even know it because he was an elder woman's hot. Or, like, just, like, he wasn't, like, a 13 hot. You know, a 13-year-old girl's hot.
Yeah.
But wait, can we just talk about Brian's voice though for a second?
Brian's voice is the best voice out of all of them. Yeah.
Brian is who like is up there with Richard Marx for me as
yes!
what angels sound like when they sing together in
yes.
the clouds.
100%. 100%. He is the best voice. Nick was like so many people's sexual awakening and is yeah. the hottest and the most mm-hmm. charming. Howie's smile like literally just makes you melt. And AJ's voice too. I wouldn't say it's as angelic as Brian's, but it's very like passionate. And when you hear it, I would almost say it's like some of the best parts of every Backstreet Boys song is like AJ's part.
He always like hits it with the bridge, you know, because he's like, yes. I got the bridge, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all humped our pillows to Nick's face and then we humped our pillows to AJ's voice.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I get that.
Yeah. Or mm-hmm. AJ's like overall bad boy persona.
So wait, that made me, we never talked about Aaron Carter on here.
We didn't talk about Aaron, and it's very, we should, because Aaron was a guest on our podcast. We all grew up loving Aaron, still love Aaron. And I remember when that happened, I was so, it was like such sad news. You know, you just feel sad all day and you like yeah. don't know what to do with the sadness.
Yeah. I've never had a celebrity death that felt so close to home. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's because, you know, we've met him, you know, we had him on here and he was so open and honest and like sweet. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we know that he's had like so many troubles in his life and demons, but there was like this sweetness to him and he just seemed like a really like a good hearted man. Like, we know that like he didn't always make the greatest actions, but like there was just like a kindness and like yeah. a warmth to him. Like, you really feel like you could like kind of like bare your soul to him and like laugh and you could like joke with him and then like be vulnerable. I don't know. We like didn't really even like know him.
Yeah.
And we only had a few interactions.
But you felt like you did.
Yeah.
Like his presence was felt. Yeah.
You did. You like felt like very welcomed by him.
Yeah.
And then what really got me and like this, I just kept watching it over and over again and was like on my wedding day, he posted a story. He was like, "Happy wedding day, Ashley. I'm so happy for you."
Way.
Did you see that? Oh, I'll have to send
that.
It to you now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, on my wedding day, you probably honestly weren't on your phone.
No, you know? I was really drunk yeah. that day.
Yeah. And then like, and you know, so, I'll send it to you, but wow. he was like, and then Lauren, I hear you're the maid of honor. And I just like, I'm so happy for you guys. I hope you have the best day. And it was just so sweet of him to like get on his Instagram story and truly seem like he cared about us having a good day.
He yeah. did. Yeah. yeah. That whole family. And like, I really feel for Nick so much.
Oh yeah. Him, yeah. him so struggling much. At the concerts right after Aaron passed away was really, really sad. And it's just, like,
so
I never, like, wait. Like, I would watch his Insta stories in, like, lives and stuff. And I, like, never could see, like, everyone was, like, making fun of him and shit. And I was, like, this is so bad. And he's so talented. Like, listen to any of his new music. Like, he's very, very, he was very, very
yeah.
talented.
Yeah. Being famous, we all know this is, yeah. like, so hard. Like, you're just, it's, I don't know. I don't know how people deal with it differently.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
Well.
Damn.
We love Aaron.
Well, rest in peace, Aaron yeah. Carter. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And we love the Backstreet Boys and that whole family.
Let's take a quick break.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I just love BetterHelp so much. You want to know why? Because I love saying that I need help. And I know that, ironically, that can be hard for a lot of people to do. Sometimes we feel shame or we are just embarrassed.
Should I not have laughed that hard, guys? I just feel like Naz is so funny. Naz is like, I love to be vulnerable. I love needing
help. I do. Because a lot of people, you know, it is an act of vulnerability to say, hey, I'm struggling with something and I need help. It's actually a lot harder than we think it is. And so I really want to stress BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, is this incredible resource that you can lean on. It's essentially the world's largest therapy service. So they've matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus it's affordable, which I think is really the reason why I love it the most, because therapy wasn't always accessible to everyone. And thanks to companies like BetterHelp, it now is. So basically you just fill out this brief questionnaire, they'll match you with a therapist. And if you're with a therapist and you feel like you're not clicking with them, you can actually easily switch to a new one anytime. It honestly couldn't be simpler.
Last week, we talked about my mommy meltdown. We talked about all the changes in my life, becoming a parent, Jared starting a business. And it's just kind of like rocked our world a little bit. Like all good things, but just like, wow, big, big changes. And life doesn't come with a user manual. So if you feel like you are in a weird spot and like if you feel like you can't get your life in gear and you need someone to help you go room, room, they already got therapists that are trained to help you figure out all the challenging emotions and stuff that comes with big life changes.
So as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable. So there's no waiting rooms, no traffic, and no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/get it. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/get it.
Speaking of talent and tragedy, Elvis. Lauren doesn't believe me. She doesn't want to watch the movie, but I watched the movie on a plane a couple weeks ago.
No, okay. Elvis is a plane movie. I will watch it on a plane, but I'm not going to waste my evening not watching a horror movie every night. You know?
Elvis is not a plane movie, but the whole world is watching it because it's on every plane.
On planes.
Okay, okay.
But it is absolutely the most unplane movie. Like,
it's a movie that deserves the theater.
It's Baz Luhrmann.
If not the theater, at least watch it on a nice screen. But it's a plane movie because nobody had took the effort to go and watch it in the theater.
I went in the theater.
And then, well, good for you. I wish I could have. Like, truly, it was on my agenda. I really wanted to do it. But it's hard when, like, Jared and I both don't want to see something. Like, if we both want to see it in the theater, we'll make it happen. But if it's only one of us, then it's going to be like, oh, you really want to spend your time doing that? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I end up watching it on the plane. And I loved it.
So good.
And oh my gosh, I just so sucked in. I was obsessed with Elvis afterward, but also obsessed with Austin Butler. Mm-hmm. Totally forgive him for having that accent still. It's totally fine. I get it now. And I'm trying to convince Lauren on Hunter's huge basement TV. I guess it's her basement TV as well, but it's such a
item. He bought it.
That like I really over Thanksgiving want to go down there and dedicate another like 2.5 hours to watching it.
Yes,
it's spark Lauren, and then I'll tell Jared about my passion for this movie. And I mean, sure, it has its flaws, and it's definitely 20 minutes too long. But like I was telling Jared about this, and he's like, you know, I was like, there's something about Baz Luhrmann movies, which they're wacky and they're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that I'm like, ugh, about. But normally they're like life.
Can you tell
movies.
Me
like,
other movies that you will?
That Moulin Rouge.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, these are the movies that you remember, like their moments for life. Like you may not want to watch them every day, but like you remember when you saw them. Mm-hmm. And it's Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, then Great Gatsby, this, and then the only one else. And then Jared's like, okay, yeah, you remember those, but like, what are the other movies that he's done? And I go, I don't know. Like, I think that those are like it. And I looked it up, and it was Australia, which came out in 2008 or something, was the only other one that I never saw and didn't remember. So, like, the dude literally pours his heart and soul into a movie, like, per decade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And Elvis is the one this time. And it's actually not as wacky as the others. Like, especially, like, Romeo and Juliet's quite wacky. And so is Moulin Rouge. Yeah. But this is a little bit more down to earth. And holy crap, Lauren, Austin Butler is so, so good.
Sensational. He's so sensational in it. He's definitely going to get nominated at the Oscars.
It would be a travesty if he's not.
Really? But I will say, if you haven't seen it, Baz Luhrmann movies are one of those things. Like, it's very polarizing. Like, you either love it or you hate it, because he's extremely stylistic in his editing choices. And I personally love them. And I loved Elvis. I love the pacing of it. I love how he's telling a story in a different way. But there are a lot of people who love Elvis who went into the film and they were like, I really would have just loved a straightforward, more Elvis film. And obviously you can't fit everything into it, so not everything's in there. But it's just the costumes and the music and Austin's performance.
This is making me want to watch it way more, because I was anticipating it being kind of like a Walk the Line sort of, like, classic, like, this is his life, like, blah blah
blah.
Oh
no, it's like a Broadway show type. You know, that's what Baz Luhrmann movies are like.
I didn't know it was a Broadway show type. I thought it was just like a biography and boring.
No. Okay. You would love it. And my only thing with it was the 20 minutes too long, and I didn't like Tom Hanks's casting. I think it was based on a book, so it's told through the perspective of Elvis's manager, who Tom Hanks plays. But I didn't think that he was, I love Tom, obviously. I thought that could have been played by someone else.
I haven't seen it, but I agree with you.
I don't know. It felt weird to me.
I know that's the major criticism of the movie. Why did you feel that way?
Because
what was it icky about it?
I think, I don't know, just the accent was weird. And I think Tom doesn't have this innate sort of
bad guy
villainism to him.
Yeah.
Like, I would have loved to see Colin Farrell in that role. Colin Farrell's really good at characters like that.
Okay. Respect.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not that Tom was like horrible. It's just, I think it could have been different and better played by someone else, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because you think of Tom in other roles.
So. Yeah. The whole time I was like, that's Tom Hanks, instead of like just being completely engrossed in like that character storyline, you know?
I can get that. I get that. Okay. Well, what I was going to talk about, I don't get it about the movie, was the fact that his name, you know, the manager's name is Colonel whatever. What's his name?
I got
Colonel.
Look it up.
Do you remember? Well, then I started thinking, the word Colonel
is spelled Colonel.
Exactly. It's Colonel.
Oh, yeah. It's spelled Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is it called Colonel? Or spelled that way?
Yeah. It's spelled so weird.
Where did we come up with this? And then I was like, wait a second. Have I been saying Colonel my whole life wrong?
I knew that it was spelled that way, but isn't it weird that Colonel Popcorn is also the same sounding word, but spelled differently? Yeah, that's K-E-R-N-E-L, Colonel Popcorn.
Yeah, but also Colonel Sanders from KFC, Colonel.
Colonel, like, it's the title of being a colonel.
C-O-L-O-N-E-L,
Yeah.
But like two chicken things.
But
really
who
close together
decided,
there.
There's nothing else like this in the English language, that an L turns into Colonel.
Yeah. There's so no weird. R in it, guys.
There's
it's
no
so bizarre.
Colonel.
Yeah.
Colonel.
This might be the biggest I don't get it we've ever had.
Yeah.
I knew this the whole time.
Well, I knew it too.
Is this your biggest I don't get it?
Is one that has dawned on me that's huge.
But we talk about silent letters all the time. Like, silent letters are just the biggest I don't get it.
Yeah,
in
but
the world.
We know what the silent letters are when we're reading words. Like, oh yeah, like T. Actually, that's the dumbest thing I almost ever said. I'm not even going to say it. We know where they're placed in words, and we know what they mean, but we've never seen it like this before in the English language. I'm going to say kernel origin pronunciation.
Yeah, okay. It's Google of the day.
It's bizarro. Bizarro. But this is a great I don't get it, Ashley. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. But also, like, let's just really encourage Lauren to watch it. I feel like I had something else to talk about. I really, another I don't get it is like How is Austin Butler famous before this movie when he had absolutely no famous roles?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Is it just because of Vanessa Hudgens?
Well, no. He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
For a split second, right?
Yeah, but he was in like big stuff, even if they were like little roles. He was in big things.
Okay, but I really do think it was Vanessa Hudgens that probably helped out
but
there.
Who's he dating now? I forget.
Yeah, Kara Gerber.
Kara Gerber.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
He was also in the Carrie Diaries and Nickelodeon's Zoe 101.
Yeah, but like those are like kid things.
Yeah, well, people get famous from kid things. But no, he's totally. Be in but like, June there's part been... two. Yeah, no, this was a major, major role for him.
Yeah.
Let me read what I found. Okay.
Google alert.
Colonel came to the English from mid 16th century French word coronel, meaning commander of a regiment or column of soldiers. By the mid 17th century, the spelling and French pronunciation has changed to colonel. So I guess like they combined the English and French word to be colonel.
I still don't believe it because it doesn't make sense. Because
still doesn't make sense.
Is it an L, an R in
there
French?
Was an R in the French word.
Oh, okay. Then maybe it doesn't make sense. All right, well.
Wanted to make it different. Super funny.
Moving on. Do you guys have any other I don't get it? Because yeah. I got two good ones. Okay.
I have, I think I've talked about this before, but I was getting my Gel-X nails taken off yesterday at the nail salon. And I think I want to be done with going to the nail salon. Because nails are so expensive now that it's almost as much as having someone come to your house to do it, which I've never considered before. But a lot of people in LA do this, obviously, you know, like bigger people, big people. But I don't know. I just hate sitting there. I'm someone who really hates being at the nail salon. I've talked about this before. But yesterday I was there and the soundtrack that they play
is always the best.
No.
It's usually soft rock.
No, see, I think that when you go to a nail salon, it should be like the scene in Legally Blonde where it's like pop and fun and happy. And this was like the story of my life. And it just makes you sit there. You're just sitting there like in introspection of your life, like with these melancholic
that is
songs.
So
and
true.
I'm like, I hate this. I'm like, I hate being here. And now there's like these weird songs from the 2000s that I would never, ever put on my Spotify. And that they're just making me even feel more down.
True.
Does that make sense?
Yes. The nail salon in Great Falls, Virginia, that we tend to, they play like Celine Dion.
They play
Chicago.
The
and
melodic
stuff like that.
Version amazing. Of Celine Dion. They play like the piano version of
yeah, like
Celine
covers.
Dion.
Yeah, but doesn't it make you sad? It makes me sad when I'm in there.
Yeah, it gets me melancholy of my life.
I'm like, why is this? I'm like, this isn't a massage place. Like, I don't want to be thinking about my life like I'm in a movie. Movies on like a mountain or doing contemplative B-roll for Bachelor.
Oh,
like,
see, shit. Why do I love that? I love to take those moments.
Why can't they put on Aqua Barbie Girl and like make this like a fun thing?
Why don't you want to be there? Why don't you want to be nostalgic of your life in the nail chair?
Because then you can't escape it, Ashley, and then you're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck. But I want to do it with good music, not like the story of my life.
Well, are you saying that One Direction song isn't good?
Yeah, it's not a song I would play now.
It's not a song that I would choose to play in the car. You're right. Of all the One Direction songs,
that is
not
the One Direction song.
It's not a good song. No, it's not.
Oh, speaking of, Olivia Wilde and Harry have split, which is so predictable.
Well, they're on a break. They're on a break.
Yeah, they're on a break.
Mm. Has anyone come back from a break? Okay.
Yeah, never.
That's a great question.
We should really delve into that because I don't think
Ben and J-Lo. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. The break needs 20 years.
They weren't on a break. They ended an engagement.
You need a break of 20 years.
Ross and Rachel were on a break.
You know, I know that's hilarious. There's this really funny like Instagram reel or TikTok out there. There's a welcome mat that says, were Ross and Rachel on a break? Put the packages on the right or
yeah.
the left.
Yeah.
Like one's for Ross and one's
hilarious.
For Rachel. And you see they have the Ring camera and the delivery man like sit there and contemplate
Wait,
it.
That's
it's
amazing.
Funny.
That's
so good. Funny. But that made me think, I don't even remember what made them say like we're on a break. I only remember them saying
we were
on
a break.
But then I'm like, well, wait, when did they actually say like,
had that conversation. I have to go back and watch old episodes.
Well, the three of us aren't diehard Friends fans to be answering that question, I feel like.
I mean, I've certainly seen every episode very many times.
Wait,
I just
have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
our listeners are screaming at us, being like, it was because of this, you know?
What?
Like, our listeners definitely know the answer. It's so frustrating. But I don't remember either.
I know.
Anyway, so
I definitely love Friends. I just feel like it's sometimes it's like people, it's kind of like wine, you know? People like make it like part of their personality. It's like, oh, I'm a Friends fan, right? It's like, no, I love it. Like, it's. Yeah. Yeah, like whenever it's on, I'm laughing and I'm happy it's on and like all that, and it's very comforting. But like also, it's like not my personality.
Probably the number one complaint when I talk to literally anyone, whether it's in my salon or out of my salon, is thinning hair. And the only thing I truly suggest is Nutrafol. And what's really cool about Nutrafol is that it's 100% drug-free, and it doesn't only help with your hair thinning, but it also helps with getting better sleep, stress, skin, nails, and libido. So you're kind of curing all of these issues at the same time and making your hair fuller. So it really, it focuses at growing new hair at the scalp, and what I see is when people take it is that your hairline kind of fills out first. And I know that's like a lot of people's like bugaboos when they're pulling their hair back, they see thinning. So this kind of like targets that first.
Yeah. So you guys, I just posted about Nutrafol on Instagram because they have, well, it's a semi new line. You know how they used to just be supplements? Well, now they have like topical products. They have shampoo and conditioner, and they have serums. And people were like, does it work? Does it work? Yes. In clinical studies, users saw thicker, stronger hair with less shedding in 3 to 6 months. And 72% of men, because they have men's line too, saw more scalp coverage, and 86% of women saw improved hair growth after 6 months. But let me tell you, so I know that their supplements have biotin, and you guys know that I'm like pretty honest with like biotin can really, increase acne in the acne prone. But the topical products are really exciting because they work really, really well too. And they create a healthy scalp. And I was just thinking like, there's like such a great analogy. Mm-hmm. And that is like, this stuff is almost like fertilizer for your scalp. And think of your scalp as soil that grows the crops. It needs to be healthy in order for the crops to grow well. So it all starts at the scalp, with the scalp help and health. And for me, when I was going through my getting off of birth control shed, which was like just so gross, I was having scalp issues. I was greasy and flaky and irritated. Mm. And I so badly wish I had their shampoo back then. I think it's happened. Like, they released it within the past year. So anyway.
What I also like is that everyone's hair thinning and is different, so you can take a personalized quiz and they can hook you up with the exact supplement that you need.
So you can grow thicker, healthier hair, and you can support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using our promo code GETIT to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer available anywhere. It's only available to U.S. customers for a very limited time. Plus, you can get free shipping on every order. So again, $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. Our promo code is GETIT. For hair as strong as you are. Something fun I wanted us to do is I read this on social media and I was like, we should do this on the podcast.
I'm very scared. What is this?
Okay. I want you guys to come up with a sentence that you can say during sex at Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Okay. So you can say it at the Thanksgiving table or you can say it during sex. It's interchangeable.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go.
This is good.
Actually, those things. That's a good one.
Or I guess that was good.
Naz, do you have one?
No, I wanted to put this on.
I have another
you guys.
One. I don't know why I'm good at this.
What is this stuffed what? With?
What is this?
Put it,
with?
You can say put it
right there.
Put it right there. Or I could say
like on your plate.
Is someone sitting here? I don't know.
Ooh, this is
what? Somebody's sitting here.
Yeah, if you're walking into like a brothel.
Yeah.
Something about it being juicy. You know, oh, yeah, like, yeah, 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 yeah.
This
be,
meat
like,
is really juicy.
Yeah, this
you guys,
meat
you
is
wouldn't
so
actually
juicy.
Say this. You would say, this is good. And no. You would say, like, put it there.
Okay. Do you have any whipped cream?
Yes, that's a good
okay,
one.
That's good.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job. You guys won the game.
What were some things on the internet?
I don't know. It just, I
what
didn't
the
read the comments.
Saying?
I just read the, just read the prompt.
What did the World Wide Web say?
My mom goes, it was online. I'm like, no shit. I saw this online on Yahoo.
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
On Yahoo.
She says she goes on AOL. My mom opens her computer and goes simply to AOL.com, and then that's where she gets her news.
That's so funny. The internet is undefeated. We're gonna start talking about Web3 pretty soon here.
What's Web3? Oh God,
it's the new internet.
What?
It's coming.
Are you saying this like as in like that's like what they're? It's a real thing, or yeah. It's like a figment?
No, it's like a real thing. Like. The internet's about to change, and I don't have like the authority to speak on it, so I don't want to spit out. I don't want to spit out fakes and untruths.
Huh.
But Google Web 3, it's going to be the new World Wide Web, and all our lives are going to change.
Well, that sounds so fun. I love change.
So basically, you know how I think the only my understanding of it is, you know how the internet we have now is basically run by like 4 to 5 major. Companies like Facebook, AOL, I don't know, you know, Gmail, like you go to like 4 to 5 different things, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Web3 is going to be
search engines.
No, they're not just search engines. Facebook isn't a search engine.
No, but it almost sort of is now.
Yeah. But it's like, basically it's like run by these like 4 to 5 major companies, and new Web3 is going to be like everyone doing their own thing, kind of in the same way when we dipped into crypto and had people come talk about it. You know how it's like you no longer need banks and you could do your own thing. So it's kind of like it's like that same concept.
Okay.
And
well,
that's
we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
My phone will just update one day and it'll probably just be there. I don't know.
Lauren, can you grace us with one of your amazing I don't get it?
I don't
that you probably don't think is too amazing.
I did not come prepared, you guys, but I can tell you these new Nutcracker Reese's peanut butter cups have an incredible chocolate to peanut butter ratio.
Really?
So if you can find them, it's decadent, and that is what I have for you today.
No, that's actually a great conversation starter. Do we like the regular Reese's peanut butter cups, you know, with a crisp, like a harder chocolate shell, or more chocolate than your standard like bunny or Santa? Normally those have more peanut butter in them with like a softer coating of chocolate. What do we prefer?
I like them in the fridge. I like when the chocolate's hard.
Yeah, but which one? Which style?
Like the cup or?
Well, I haven't put these in the fridge yet, but I can report back.
Okay. Okay. I guess you'll have to report back. I think that like it's nice to have novelty in the soft ones seasonally, but also like if I'm really going to pick one to stay in my life forever, it would be the cups.
Of course. Yeah. Cups. I like the rigid outside.
Now it's all about the rigid outside, right? Mm-hmm. And how they get so cold and hard. Now listen.
You could say that during
You could say this is really hard. I don't know what's hard at Thanksgiving.
Really.
No, not really. Okay. Yeah. So, oh my God, what was I gonna say? I don't know, but I was gonna talk about your mayo-y sandwich because we have to have a food. I don't get it.
Okay.
Because you said that you had a sandwich that was too mayo-y.
So, before getting on here, I had a BLT on a croissant, and...
I don't know. Can a BLT be too mayo-y? I suppose everything can be too.
It had it had mayo, and then on top of the mayo, it had a garlic aioli, and it was just like, if I keep thinking about it, it's going to come back up. I finally got it, into my intestines, I think.
That's intense.
And it was so gross to think about. After the fact, but then as I'm eating it, I'm like, this is good. But then after the fact, I'm like, what did I do to myself? I thought you were going to tell me that didn't Elvis have like a bad mayo sandwich or something? Or did I make that up? I thought that's why you brought up Elvis.
Elvis, like people say that he died of like chronic constipation.
Oh, okay.
Elvis. No, you didn't know that, Lauren. You didn't know that you thought he was food poisoned to death.
I thought he overdosed.
No, he didn't overdose. He was like, it was almost like too much. It was like a constant overdose. You know what I mean? Like, it was like too much for too long of a period and less of like what we would think about.
Okay. He died of he died of a heart attack.
No.
That's what. Yes,
I thought he died of a mayo poisoning.
Like, to be honest, they don't really in the movie. They don't really go into it. Wait, did you just Google that and see that he died of a heart attack?
It's heart failure. Yeah.
Well, is it really?
Can maybe his heart?
What
his
do you
heart
mean?
Was,
you guys are literally. You're literally talking don't about like how it's constipation, like with such conviction.
Okay, wait a second. You don't even know. I've like heard that it was like he was on the toilet and he was like sweating and it was like a whole bunch of like just too much of everything. Elvis constipation.
I'm sure his heart just gave out.
What did you Google
stress
today?
No, this is not. He died of heart failure.
But heart failure, but not a heart attack.
Well, some people say heart attack. Some people say heart failure. I mean, your heart is failing. We have a heart attack now.
Well, see, here it is.
His official cause of death was a heart attack, though.
Okay, fine. Well, the autopsy revealed that he was constipated for 4 months prior to his death.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, okay. So I was not completely wrong, but it was because of a so many
like the
years
drugs
of... Yeah. So let's see. Oh, see, I was not totally ridiculous. Mystery has long surrounded the death of Elvis Presley after his family sealed the results of his autopsy for 50 years.
Oh, okay.
They didn't want people to know that he couldn't go.
There you go. The king was just 43 when he was found face down on the floor of his bathroom at Graceland, appearing to have fallen off the toilet. At the last decade of his life, there was, you know, his health took a dramatic nosedive after years of drug abuse. He spent months barricaded in his bathroom, gorging on platters of cheeseburgers. He needed a full-time nurse and apparently refused to bathe throughout the year of 1975. Causing him to develop sores on his body. After a result of his horrendous diet, he suffered from chronic constipation and post-mortem found that he had compacted stool that was sitting in his bowel for 4 months.
Damn. Our producer Andrea said that fried peanut butter and banana was like his like go-to sandwich. That was like his famous
sandwich,
right?
Oh, I think, did they talk about that in the, I think they
I don't
may
think
have
so. How do you fry peanut butter?
You can fry anything.
But how do you fry, like, I guess.
I could go on a bubblegum shrimp thing right now. Yeah. Like, you know, fried pickles, fried chicken, fried peanut butter,
really
fried bananas.
But like, so you just put,
you
really like,
fry.
You put you batter
put
on
oil
it.
In a pan and then you throw peanut butter in a pan.
You roll
and
batter over the peanut butter bowl and then you fry it.
Yeah, in a sandwich. Oh, yeah, you can do that, too. So, like, basically, like, you put peanut butter and banana in a sandwich, you fold it over, and then you put it in the
oh,
the
and
oil.
Then you fry the sandwich.
I mean, so, Ashley, your favorite burger is called the Elvis at...
Oh, my God, yes.
It's
that's
all
because it has peanut butter
now.
On top of it. I bet you he just liked putting peanut butter
on
top of
burgers,
everything.
Because he had a diet
on cheeseburgers.
Burgers. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Two
Wait,
things
there's
that he
a
loved.
Burger where
peanut
you
butter.
Would put... Peanut butter on the burger? Should I try that?
So
that sounds interesting.
At the best burger place of all of the world.
Naz went and she got nothing.
Naz went, right. You went
Nashville.
Nothing because you had to do something in Nashville.
Oh, got it.
Why did you not eat? You were just being
she
that good.
She was on
good.
A strict diet.
You were
Wait,
about
when
you were prepping
it,
for something
you,
a year
was I
ago.
With you guys?
A year ago, yeah, at Jack Brown's.
Oh yeah, when we were sitting there. Okay,
we sat was... there. You were sitting there, and I was eating.
Oh yeah, when we were still sitting together.
Yeah.
Sorry, when I think of Nashville, I think of the one bachelorette I went to, and I forgot that I also went to Nashville because of Ben Higgins' wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, so. That the burger you got there at that day.
It's called the Elvis and it's a cheeseburger and they put peanut butter on top of it. And for those of you thinking that that sounds weird, wait until you try it.
Wait, so where was the peanut butter under the top layer of bread?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds wild.
And then Olivia Culpo's restaurant here in East Greenwich, they don't call it the Elvis, but they have a peanut butter and jelly burger. It's on the specials menu. I've only been there once, and I'm going to need to go back. And hopefully that's like a special that's always there, because that's a peanut butter. Yeah, so that's peanut butter and jelly on a burger. But get this. It's not like you don't taste like a peanut butter and jelly feel. It's like if you had like a jam glaze. Just a small little touch of it on top of a peanut buttery burger. And it was the best burger I've had in all Rhode Island, and actually maybe on the whole East Coast. Whoa. outside of Jack Brown. So shout out to Union and Main.
So should we just put peanut butter on the top layer of bread for every burger?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Peanut butter cheeseburgers. I'm going to try it. Have you guys ever, I forgot, Lauren, when you went to Hawaii, did you have shaved ice?
No, we talked about this last week.
Okay. It doesn't make sense that the shaved ice in Hawaii, or the one I had in Kauai, like doesn't exist everywhere. Like, you know how Froyo is everywhere? It's unreal. They put like all this shaved ice on top of either vanilla or macadamia nut ice cream, which is, I had so much macadamia nut because it was like native to Hawaii. And I'm like, why don't I eat this all the time? Macadamia nut is so fucking good. Like eating a macadamia nut chocolate chip cookie. Like, it's just, why don't we eat that all the time?
I'm definitely allergic to macadamia nuts.
Yeah, I think it makes me a little scratchy, too. It's not like, you know, Lauren and I have, like, intolerances. Like, it's not going to send us to the emergency room, but it's going to make, like, our throat and, like,
I'd prefer not to have a scratchy mouth.
Well, I'm the same. Yeah, I'm the same way with so many things.
Yeah.
It's so good, but they put all this shaved ice and then organic flavoring, which could be, like, chocolate or fruity. And then when you get to the bottom, it's like melty. The ice melts. You get to the bottom. You have all this real ice cream.
Last week, and it's so funny.
We already recorded all of this last week, but I love
you. Hilarious. You're talking. Yeah, you did at the very end. I said,
guys,
what was the best?
She really likes the shaved ice.
You guys, this is hilarious because she described the bottom of the bowl.
So embarrassing. Why didn't you stop me?
I did. No, I said Naz, we talked about this last week.
She did. Okay, wait. I'm gonna go. This episode is called definitely called like Elvis, because I'm going to go back to Elvis.
Peanut butter cheeseburgers.
Peanut butter cheeseburgers, the Elvis.
Okay.
It's so insane. Okay, first off, had no idea into the movie that they lived in Graceland like with his family. Like that was like the family home for a while when he was really young. Like he bought it as like a gift to his parents, like the family. Anyway, it's so crazy that he was so gorgeous and then he got so big and not cute.
Is it that crazy, though? It's not crazy.
It is crazy in the amount of years it happened. Like, it wasn't like he went from being, like, gorgeous at 20 and then being, like, a fat 60-year-old man. He went, and it was like he's, like, died at 43. He should have still been gorgeous at 43. And it's kind
it
of like
Brendan
Fraser.
Yeah. Yeah, but Brendan was... Wait, what?
We said it at the same time. We said it at the exact same time.
Oh, you guys said Brendan Fraser at the same time?
At the exact same
Holy
time.
Holy shit, that's amazing. Yeah. We all know that Brendan's starring in The Whale, and so he's gained like extra weight for that role.
Oh, well, he didn't.
But he didn't get that way for the role.
No, he did. What, Elvis or Brendan?
He didn't. Brendan.
Brendan. He got extra large for the role, but he was still.
He had like gained some weight.
Yeah,
you guys.
But I still would. I would totally say yes to Brendan at any. Yeah.
What
at
if
any
Brendan
physique?
Fraser wins an Oscar?
I think he is like literally front runner right now to take it home for The Whale, which I haven't seen yet. I can't wait to see.
I heard that he said this week that he would not attend the Golden Globes based on his principles, and he said his mother didn't raise someone like that. What does that mean?
There was something about the Golden Globes last year.
Yeah, the Golden Globes last year didn't air on any broadcast network because the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is only made up of a certain amount of people, and it was like extremely not diverse. And then things were coming out that they were like problematic when it came to race and allowing people in and just how they would vote for I guess, you know, how they would vote for who would win.
Okay.
But it is back this year. So it makes sense Brendan wouldn't want to be a part of it. But he'd definitely be at the Oscars, and he's definitely a front
runner for
the Oscars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's something we can all get behind, you know? Brendan Fraser, George of the fucking jungle, winning an Oscar. I love hottest. It when people, ironically, like, they just turn a corner. I mean, you could say that for Matthew McConaughey, it's not as funny, but, like, what I find to be, like, the greatest of all, like, shocking people to win Oscars is definitely, what is it, Spencer, Octavia Spencer, because she is in... Win a date with Tad Hamilton. Yeah. She works at the grocery store and she goes, I felt something in my lungs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, she is the silly lady who works at the grocery store in Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
You gotta start somewhere. Okay.
And then if I'm watching that movie, I'm gonna be like, you know what? That lady right there. She's got talent. She's going to win an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so
true. But it is proof that you have to start
Kristen Stewart as well.
Yeah, like look at Kristen Stewart. Like, or even Robert Pattinson, who started in Twilight. And now then he was like the Batman. It's like you have to start somewhere. And it just, it gets better and better. It's so cool.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we got a couple more minutes left and I got two more. I don't
okay,
get it.
So I'd love to do it my way.
You came prepared today.
I did. I came prepared today.
I can't believe I talked about Hawaii already. I thought that we didn't. I thought that we said, oh, next podcast, we'll talk about Hawaii. So did I just squeeze in shaved ice?
I think, well, we talked about your food. We talked about your food in Hawaii.
That's so random. Can I just say that Hawaii is the most magical place in the world and that everyone in the world needs to go to Kauai? It's like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And I'm sure I already said all this in my last podcast already.
I just feel
I'm so obsessed and I wish I lived there.
I don't think anyone has had a bad time in Hawaii. It's just... so perfect and amazing.
I always say it is definitely like people are like, oh, is it different than like the Caribbean? It's like, yeah,
it's 100%.
Yeah.
Did I already share with you guys that like in one day I saw like all these dolphins and rainbows and then that same night we saw shooting stars and I was like, how the fuck is this like one day of life here? Like it doesn't make sense. It's like a box of Lucky Charms. Anyways, I'm done.
It does.
I'm going back to Kauai all the time. It's like Kauai and Africa are now my favorite places.
I would like Naz to just go and take a year off from all of life and just like do her like Hawaii, like living in a hut.
Did I tell you guys? So it was also like, it was the biggest law of attraction trip I've ever been on. Cause Natalie, my friend that I went with, she's so positive too. And so when you have two people who are just in constant positive expectation, it's like incredible. Like my bag would come out first for baggage claim. Like everyone waited so long at the car rental place, but we got ours first and everything was so seamless. And one of the days she was on the phone and I like walked into a ukulele store and I asked the guy to give me a lesson. And so he's like, pick one off the wall. So I picked this like red sparkly ukulele and it was just me and him. And he was like teaching me the chords. And then this one guy walked in and just sat on the couch in the corner to eat his food that he got at the restaurant next door, like to go. I guess he knew the owners of the store, but they weren't there, but he just like went in to sit. So I'm like literally performing for this guy sitting on a couch. And then turns out he used to work for like this physicist. So I sit down and talk to him and we're talking about like the earth and the stars and the universe and all this stuff. And then we kept in contact. And then another day, like everything we wanted just manifested. Natalie was like, she's like, I really wish we could like do like a bonfire or something. And then that guy was like, I'm going to put on a bonfire. Do you want to come? We're like, what?
Oh my God.
And now weird. He's like a friend of mine. And like, I don't know. I'm like, fuck man. If I could just live, it would be so like, however I feel when I'm out in nature, I'm like, this is how we're supposed to feel as humans all the time. Just like so happy and not stressed.
Did you stay just, it was an Airbnb?
So I stayed at this bed and breakfast that I was like so hesitant to share because it's such a secret, but I found it, Natalie found it on Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's website. It's called the Palmwood and it's on top of a mountain in Kauai surrounded by like all these mountains and only 6 people can stay there. So you basically have...
It sounds like the Nicole Kidman
show. It sounds like the...
What is that?
12 9 perfect strangers.
6 perfect strangers.
9. It's literally, you have like outdoor shower tub to yourself. Like there's like a yoga lawn. They built a pool. It's so well done. And the chef there, her name's Chef Ina. She makes such amazing food and it's included. And like, it just doesn't make sense because it's affordable.
Oh, that's very nice.
And now, I don't know, now that I shared it, I'm never going to be able to get back in.
Yeah, you may have fucked up.
But whatever. Everyone should experience the Palmwood. It's so fucking amazing.
That sounds lovely. Yeah.
Anyways, okay. I think I got all my Hawaii out.
No, I mean, I love that you've informed us on it, though. Like, it's very
It seems very magical.
You guys, you and your pictures was just like all I could see was hair, quite honestly. That was all I was focusing on. You guys had the best hair. Like both of you.
Well, Natalie's hair like, is real.
Such an accessory. I love it. Doesn't matter if it's real or not.
That's why you should listen to one of our sponsors. Okay, Ashley, what are your last two I don't get it's before we part ways for the day?
All right. Well, I don't know if I should save the one of them.
Okay. Well, then just give us one. Well,
I don't know. Should we? We should like do one episode, maybe like recapping like the whole series season of the Kardashians.
Yeah, because I have to catch up
with season two. You know, at the end of it, which is at the end this week. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be released on Thanksgiving. That would be a little bit weird, but maybe. Okay. So I have two. One of them is kind of related to Kardashians, but it's not really. I actually thought of it while watching Paradise. Are boobies back, like big boobies? You know how like for a while it was all about being flat and like everything with the style was being flat. And now I'm like, these girls' boobies look so nice in these bathing suits. And is it like the 90s, you know, when like, you know, when like Britney and like Jessica Simpson would have these like baby tees on with their big boobs?
Yeah. I think that boobs are whatever you make them, you know, like you could have big ones and make it fashionable, or you could have little ones and make it fashionable. I feel like I think about that when I'm naked or have a bathing suit on that I wish I had them. But when I'm layering in winter, I wish I didn't have them, but I don't have them. So I like that. Okay. So I think it's whatever.
It's the bathing suit that's really making me like want implants, but also my boobs have gotten like, they're just not what they used to be.
I feel like that's most moms I've heard say that, like new moms.
You're gonna have one more kid and I know you're stressed about it, but like don't think about it now, see what they look like afterwards. Yeah
It's not like even that they look bad, like because I know like I'm not like naturally big. That's why I never thought it was gonna happen. Like I thought like, oh, moms who get, you know, the saggy boobs, that's because they have big boobs, right? And I have small, but like they're like, you know, always been B's. But now they just still don't have like the perkiness that they used to. I know they're still high, but like they just don't feel.
Can we just accept our bodies and not have to change it?
It's not, but like, you know that me.
And just be like, I'm a mom. No, I was like, this is life, and like these are them now.
I knew this was gonna be Naz. Like Naz was gonna take like the like she was gonna be like Kendall about it.
It's just too much. It's too much to like.
Kendall's like, why would you mess with your beautiful lips? And then she goes and she like gets her own lip injection.
Let's see your boobs after you have birth and see how you
no,
feel.
No, I think it's okay for everyone to do what they want and be confident. I just think when we're like micro picking at everything, like, cause it's, we're just going to get older and we're just going to start micro, like literally having a microscope on every single part of your body. And it's exhausting.
Says the woman who literally has like a clogged pore and is like, oh my God, should I go to the dermatologist?
That's why I said, whatever you're feeling is fine. I'm just saying, like, don't you feel that way? Like, as we age, things are going to change is all I'm saying. And, like, there has to be a matter of acceptance in it and not, like, unaccepting of every single part of the body changing.
For sure. And it's not even like I'm unaccepting of it. It's actually, like, how it feels physically, to be honest. It's not even what it looks like in the mirror. Because in the mirror, like, all like, Andrea's like, what the fuck? In the mirror, it looks nice.
Yeah.
You know,
Ashley's checking herself,
but like it just doesn't feel as nice, because it used to feel like I was almost wearing a bra, and now I feel like I need to wear a bra in order to be like feel like I'm not going boom boom boom. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Anyway, I'm not gonna get my boobs done, but like I was just wondering, because I was looking at all these nice boobs and bathing suits.
You're wondering about the trends of the bodies, because we know that there are trends
with bodies,
which is terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah.
I was reading an article, I think it was in The Cut or something, that was saying that we as a society came so far when it came to body positivity, but now the bodies, the ultra thinness of the 2000s seems to be trending now. And the article was basically posing the question, like, we did all this work, you know, to like accept all body types, and now people again are idolizing that like super ultra thinness that was so unhealthy that we all grew up with.
Crazy. I know. I really hope that we can
really
come back. Yeah.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, I have one more. Oh, yeah. We're gonna let it on a light note.
Rattle it off on a light note.
We'll let it on a light note. Okay.
I'll come better prepared next week.
Okay. Lauren and I came up with this. I'm sure you'll have plenty of I don't get it to the end of this week.
I had Thanksgiving. I don't get it.
Yeah. So many. So Lauren and I were laughing at this the other day when we were together. We both realized that as we've gotten older, when we sleep, our mouths go down at the corner of our mouths. Yeah, wait, our mouths go down at the corner of our mouths, guys.
Naz, does this, do you know what we're saying?
Wait, like
do
we like need this to be corner, like drags?
Yeah, we go like this.
When you're sleeping?
Yeah, like we frown, guys. We frown,
we just frown
when we sleep. But it's like not even when I'm sleeping.
It's an involuntary
like, it's
muscle response.
Sleeping. And it's like the second my head hits the pillow, I go,
yeah.
I frown.
But Ashley, do
and
you
And then
catch
in the morning
yourself?
I wake up and I feel myself going like that. They're being pulled down at the corners. And then if you look at people on airplanes, they do it too.
Yes,
my
airplanes
dad does
is
it.
What I see it the most. It's like men sleeping with their head back. And it's just,
I'm going to text Jared and make sure he takes a picture of you with your mouth
That's
turned
so
down.
Funny.
I can't even replicate it right
That's
now.
So funny.
It's so weird. But I remember my roommate used to sleep like this in college.
Ashley, I took a picture. It's on the real Ashley Eye. It's of you. If it's of you frowning while you're sleeping.
The real Ashley Eye.
Really?
Such a gem. I need to go back to that account.
Why? Yeah. You gotta.
I haven't been around you.
I know. That's so hilarious.
The fuck is it? Oh, see? Ashley, look. It's you frowning.
All right. Oh, yeah. Look, well, I guess I've been doing it for years.
Okay. I think it's probably because that muscle's relaxed when you're sleeping and not activated. And it's just like,
Well, then why do I do it before I'm even asleep and like I'm about to prepare for sleep?
I don't know. Your body's getting ready. Okay.
It's so funny.
Ashley, signing off.
Bye. All right.
All
love
right.
You guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.